Mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way? And he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people pray. And they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Praise be to Allah alone. We praise Him and we seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is a truly guided one, and whomsoever Allah leads astray, none can show him guidance. May the best peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode in the series of History of Hajj. Today, inshallah, we'll get to speak about the appointed time for Hajj. It is very obvious that in Surah Al-Baqarah, second chapter of the Quran, verse number 197, Allah the Almighty made it very clear and precise when He said, الحج أشهر معلومات, which means الحج is to be offered during certain months. The word أشهر is plural of شهر. So it is not one month or two, it is rather three. That is the month of شوال, ذو القعدة, and ذو الحجة. But one may ask, but we only offer Hajj and we assume the intention of Ihram for Hajj on the 8th day of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. So what is the meaning of Al-Hajj Ashhurun Ma'lumat? It means simply that if a person intended to perform Hajj, then if a person offered Umrah any day on the first day of Shawwal all the way to right before intending to perform Hajj, then in this case he would have to offer Hajj because he would be considered either Qarin or Mutamatta. If he intended to do both Al-Umrah and Al-Hajj together with the same intention, so he can perform Umrah and remain in the same condition of Ihram until he or she will finish all the rites and the rituals of Hajj. That is Qaran, joining and combining both Umrah and Hajj in the same Ihram. While the other nusuk is at-tamattu. If any person happened to perform Umrah any day from the beginning of the first day of the month of Shawwal, then he undid his ihram or her ihram, then they happen to perform Hajj during this year, they would be called performing Hajj at-tamattu. In either case, they would have to offer a Hajj. فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْعُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَا اسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْهَدِي. In this case, if he performed Umrah during these certain months, Shawwal, ذو القعدة, and obviously until right before performing Hajj. We perform Hajj, actually, we assume the intention of Hajj, on the 8th day of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. Then we go to Arafah on the 9th. So if you have performed Umrah any time from the beginning of Shawwal until right before performing Hajj, then you must offer the Hadi, the sacrifice, which is to be slaughtered and offered on the first day of Ayyamul Eid, which is known as Yamul Nahr, or according to the ayah, Yamul Hajj al-Akbar, the day of the sacrifice, or the greatest day of the Hajj, according to the ayah. That is very interesting. Also, and according to Imam Malik, may Allah have mercy on him, and this is the more right view, that the word Ashhurun Ma'lumat, it covers the entire 3 months. In other words, if a person, after the 13th and the 14th of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, and upon returning from Mina, didn't do any of the rites of Hajj due to maybe any delay, it is permissible to postpone it until the last day of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, because the word says Ashhur. So it will be permissible to postpone the Tawaf or the Sa'i until the last day of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. But beyond that, it is not permissible, unless if it is a case of necessity, such as a person who had a head injury and cannot shave or trim his hair, and he has an access to stay in Mecca until they do so. So they can do it even after the month of Dhul Hijjah. But the person must finish all the rites of Hajj before the end of the month of Dhul Hijjah. Now, a very important question imposes itself on us right now, brothers and sisters, which is, how many times did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perform Hajj, and when and why? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Hajj only once in his entire lifetime. But he was born and raised in Mecca, and he was commissioned with the prophethood in Mecca. Why didn't he perform Hajj? To answer this question, I want to go back to the same ayah 197 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Al-Hajju Ashhurun Ma'lumat. Also to study how Hajj was performed before the conquest of Mecca. So there is a legal reason. Even though Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Mecca on the 8th year after the migration, then on the 9th year he sent this very first Muslim caravan from Medina to perform Hajj, but he appointed Abu Bakr al-Siddiq to lead the Hajj caravan, and he didn't go himself. One of the reasons was because the Meccan pagans and the non-believers used to still perform Hajj, and they used to do some very weird stuff, such as sometimes performing tawaf in the nude, and instead of making talbiyah and glorifying Allah and praising His name, they used to whistle and clap. As we used to do this around many idols, 360 idols were set around the Kaaba. When the caravan set out from Medina, the Prophet ﷺ sent Ali ibn Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, to inform Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and the whole Hajj caravan that you gotta declare to the Meccans and everybody else, this is the last year a non-believer will be able to enter Mecca or perform tawaf or perform Hajj. أَلَّا يَحُجَّ بَعْدَ الْعَامِ مُشْرِكْ وَلَا يَطُوفَ بِالْبَيْتِ عُرْيَانٍ. So non-believers will not be able to perform Hajj afterward. This is the last year. And also, no one can perform tawaf in the nude after this year. It was to prepare the haram for the Hajj, which will be known as the Farewell Hajj or Hajjatul Wada' of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is also another very interesting divine wisdom behind that, which was the fact that on the day of An-Nahr, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered in his marvelous speech the following statement. And the hadith is a sound hadith. He said in it, time has come back to its original state, which it had when Allah the Almighty created the heavens and the earth. The year is 12 months, four of which are sacred. Three of them are in succession, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, and Al-Muharram. And the fourth being Rajab, Mudar, named after the tribe of Mudar, as they used to respect this month, which stands between Jumada, Al-Thani, and Sha'ban. What is the meaning of that? The meaning of that is to clarify that the Meccan pagans before Islam, they have messed up the calendar. Allah Almighty in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter number 97, verse number 37, He said, إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ يُضَلُّ بِهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُحِلُّونَهُ عَامًا وَيُحَرِّمُونَهُ عَامًا لِيُوَاطِئُوا عِدَّةَ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ فيحلوا ما حرم الله زين لهم سوء أعمالهم والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. The meaning of this ayah, indeed, the postponing of the sacred month, restrictions within the sacred month, is an increase in disbelief by which those who have disbelieved are led further astray. They make it lawful 1 year and unlawful another year to correspond the number made unlawful by Allah. What happened here is As you know that in the sacred months which Allah the Almighty stated also that منها أربعة حرم, the four sacred months, ذو القعدة, ذو الحجة, محرم and رجب, during these months it is forbidden to fight or to initiate a war or to attack others during any of these sacred months. And that was known ever since Allah created the heavens and the earth according to the ayah. But what the Meccan pagans did is that whenever they wanted to violate the sacredness of the month, let's say that, for instance, it is the month of Muharram, and they wanted to attack another tribe, they would simply say, well, this month is not Muharram anymore. This month is maybe Safar. Okay? So they would shovel the month in order to make it legitimate for themselves to fight and attack others. So Allah the Almighty described that in Surah At-Tawbah as it is an act of increase in the disbelief. Because in fact, Allah the Almighty stated in the previous ayah, 36 of Surah At-Tawbah, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم. Which means, indeed, surely the number of months with Allah is 12 months in Allah's ordinance since the day when He created the heavens and the earth. Of these four being sacred, that is the right reckoning. Therefore, be not unjust to yourselves regarding them. So, basically, since Allah created the heavens and the earth, it was made forbidden to violate the sacredness of those 4 months. But as we mentioned earlier, they have been shoveling the months and postponing the dates in order to legitimize their fights during these sacred months. Luckily, alhamdulillah, on the year on which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Hajj, Allah the Almighty has rounded up the year and the time has come back to its original state, which it had been since Allah the Almighty created the heavens and the earth, which means that on the 10th year after the migration, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Hajj. And on the 9th day of the month of Dhul Hijjah, they went to Arafah, and that was the exact date since Allah created the heavens and the earth. The date on which they stood on Arafah. And the day that every year we perform Hajj is in accordance with Allah's ordinance. Brothers and sisters, we discussed in this short episode the time of Hajj and when to assume the intention of performing Hajj. And until another episode, I leave you all in the care of Allah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Oh mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed away? And he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people pray. And they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.